Go ahead, then. The thing that they're terribly afraid of is that under the Civil Rights Bill, the Negro organizations and King and that group will make a drive on them and move a Negro in next door to them where they lose their house, yeah, or move them in their job. And that was the same thing that they were saying, allegedly saying, in the New York taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Now, this is Los Angeles, so it's pretty well far away.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Dick Daly this morning, see what he finds out running into it. Our polls all show that the backlash is between 10 and 15% of the Democrats. That could be for a lot of reasons. Bureaucracy, they don't like what Washington's done, they're mad at Kennedy, they're mad at Johnson. A civil rights bill is maybe a substantial percent of it, I'd say at least three-fourths.
Yeah,
but the front lash, all the polls show, that's Gallup and that's Lou Harris and that's Elmer Roper, all of them took them last week, shows the front lash is damn near 30% in the Republican Party. So where it's 10 in ours, it's 30 in theirs. And they're quitting because he's a right-winger, because he's tied up with a Burchite, because he's reckless with the bomb. But these commentators and these writers and everything else are kind of giving them a victory psychology by talking about backlash and never talking about front lash.
Right.
And while we have 10% defections, they have 30. In every one of the nationwide polls, Gallup, Harris, or Roper, we get about a third of the Republican vote.
No question about it.
And
that too, probably.
Out of every 9 voters that have made up their mind in the Democrats, we get 8 of the 9. They haven't been but about 75 or 80% made up their mind in the Republicans. But out of the 75, we get 25 and he gets 50. It's just 2-1. We get more than a third, but they don't point that up much. That's not, it's always backlash on every question. Now, I want to try to check it. I wish you'd put a couple of 3 of your best people to, just between us and not anybody else, but I'd like you to see what these taxi drivers are saying and get into your barber shops and where these conversations are carried on all the time, where they really have contacts with the public, and let's see if there is any Goldwater sentiment. Now, I had a friend go up here from Washington last week, and he said that he rode 15 times in taxi cab, and every damn one of them was Democratic. He said this is a lot of conversation, but I just like to have it official, and you and I need to know it.
Right. I say this on these cab drivers, and I know them well. I had to deal with them quite somewhat. They want this increase in that they'll get us at the next meeting of the council, because of what we had to make sure of all the way through is that they were going to get the benefit of it, and the fleet owners weren't going to make them
hit
on it. They were against me in 61. Like I said, I don't think they really represent the true thinking, because they like to be characters, and they like to tell whoever rides the cab if they think he's a Republican, they'll tell him that he's a Republican if it's a Democrat. they think it's a Democrat, it's a him. And they suppose everybody says they're the ones that are great opinion makers. Well, how many people are going to vote for somebody because a cab driver is for them or not? I mean, I've never thought them too seriously. But, and they've never been able to get a union because they're all such independent, crazy characters. But I think that when your friend said that it was almost unanimous on the Goldwater thing, I think they were getting a little of the sentiment you hear among the lower middle class, or the poor class. I think the
Now, Bob, none of the polls reflect that, though.
Yeah, I mean, within a certain group, a certain union, you'll get some of that in the construction trade, where they're afraid somebody's going to move in. But the rank and file worker is still a Democrat, and he's for your program, and out of this other stuff is nonsense. I remember my father used to say, President, years ago, When Roosevelt, they were talking about Wilkie in 40, he said, how do you beat anybody with peace and prosperity in the air? And that's so true now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, now, you kind of run a little figure on that. Let's keep our fingers on it and give me a ring sometime during the middle of the week, and let's compare notes and let's see if we do have any real defections among our Italians or among our minority groups, and particularly our labor groups. Let's just do it quietly and get some friend that you trust in any departments to... these samples are not very big over the country. They're a couple of thousand in 50 states, so that's just 40 samples, and you don't have to have but 100 or 200 folks to find out, and I just like to have a little feel without the poll takers or the professionals know I'm doing it. I just like to talk to you about it and get your judgment that I know, so I know that's experienced.
Is he on it now? Then if it's agreeable to you, I'll call you in the next
You do it. Take 2 or 3 days and give me a ring. First thing you do, go on and get this other thing settled. You know how to handle that thing, and you and I can settle most of these things. As we talked about the other day, if we're here, why we'll have talks like this on everything from Customs Commissioner to the International Trade Bill. We can do that back and forth, and I can even give you a little advice on how to handle a taxi cab driver. No, you can give them. Point I'm making is we got to keep these communications open, and we can talk every way that way, and we can kind of protect ourselves then. And I think the quicker we get this thing, this difficulty up here, up there behind us, the better off we'll be, because it looks like it could get into a squall, and if we go into convention without reasonable unity, we could look a little bad. So you all get that settled, and let's have a united front, and let's go to bat, and then let's have a good convention.
We will.
Thank you.
Your older daughter's going to be up at Gracie.
Yeah, she left. I saw her on TV this morning. She's very thrilled that she's coming to your house. She was out at the Ford yesterday, and she made an awful good speech on TV this morning. I enjoyed it. You give me a ring the next day or two, and then let me know how your conversations come on up there, and I'll call you on any I have that will follow them, no doubt. I'll keep you pulled in on every conversation I have, and you do the same thing. Don't be hesitant now. I know you don't like to pick up a phone call, but you do it on... You do it on this thing, this conference you're having today, and you do it on these polls, too.
I will.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.